Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh, how so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit, or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
A distracting disappearance. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
Aspiring actor Tammy Lynn Leipert had just finished her fourth day of filming the iconic 1983 film, Scarface. Not long after that, Tammy Lynn Leipert vanished. 1983 looked like a promising year for model and actress Tammy Lynn Leipert. She was only 17 years old at the time, but already by then, she'd won over 280 beauty pageants, started a professional modeling career, and had broken into the film industry. Her first big break happened just the year before when she had a role in the teen exploitation movie, Spring Break. Tammy's mother would describe her as, quote, woke up with a smile on her face and went to bed with a smile on her face, end quote. These may look like the words of a loving parent, but Tammy's mother was also something else. Linda Curtis was Tammy's agent and the one who worked tirelessly to help her daughter succeed, and she also was the main force behind the busy schedule that was Tammy's life. She would run Tammy from pageants to rehearsals to casting sessions, but things at home weren't always picture perfect. When Tammy was 7, her parents divorced, and she would move out with Linda to set up her own home where they can continue Tammy's busy schedule. And it was during this period that Tammy gained a sibling. She already had a sister, but it was during this time that she got a brother as well. Wing Flanagan was 11 years old when he moved in with Tammy and Linda. He was also one of Linda's clients, and it didn't take them long to start acting like siblings. And it was in this patchwork family that the children grew up. Wing remembers how Tammy would kiss him on the cheek whenever she was on her way out, and he hated it. She would leave a patch of lipstick on his cheek, and he would get embarrassed. But over time, he grew to love it and wore it as a badge of honor. And he was proud again when Tammy went to Florida to play her role in Spring Break. But he, just like the rest of the family, noticed a huge shift in Tammy's behavior when she came back. After filming had finished up, Tammy went on her own to a staff party, and something happened on that trip which would forever change her. When she came home, it was like she had shut down. She was always worried and would watch the street through the windows. Then she started not eating or drinking anything that didn't come in an unopened package. Then she started talking about things that would leave her family chilled. One day when Wing answered the phone, Tammy told him whoever was calling that she wasn't there. Wing didn't know what to do, but when the caller, a man Wing didn't know or recognized, asked for Tammy, Wing told him she was out of town. That seemed to put Tammy a little more at ease, but when Wing hung up the phone, he asked her what was going on. She told him that she had seen something awful and she wasn't supposed to see it. It wasn't long after that that Tammy asked her mother what she would say if she told her someone was trying to kill her. Linda didn't know how to answer that, instead asked Tammy what was going on and what had happened. But Tammy told her mother the same thing. She told her that she had witnessed something that she shouldn't have and, quote, they would kill her if she ever talked about it. Then Tammy started spending more and more time in her room, sometimes not coming out for days at a time. And at one point, she called Wing over to the window. She told him to look across the street and tell her exactly what he saw, and then he told her the neighbors had a new van. At first, Tammy's only response was, quote, exactly. But when Wing asked her why it was so important, Tammy told him that the van had mirrored windows, which meant that the people inside can see out, but the people on the outside couldn't look in. Then she went on to explain that that was where the, quote, they were watching her from. This behavior went on for 2 weeks, but when Tammy was offered a small role in the Al Pacino film, Scarface, Tammy played a distraction in a lookout car. Things went well enough at first, but then came the day when they were shooting a scene with a lot of blood and Tammy went ballistic. She started hysterically crying and no one could calm her down. And then eventually they had to call a family friend she was staying with to come pick her up. On set, she was still crying and saying things about money laundering and how, quote, they were going to kill her and she didn't know where to hide. The production didn't know what to do with her, so they called Linda to come pick Tammy up and told Linda to take Tammy to a hospital and to make sure she had talked to the police so they can look into what she was saying. Linda took Tammy home and then to their local sheriff's station. But when Tammy was there, she never once told law enforcement that her life was in danger or even that she thought it was, so they sent her home. But Tammy's behavior only got worse. More on that after this break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hi, hello, how are you?
Here we are, yet again.
This is the check-in. We're checking in.
You're here, we're here, we're glad to be here. We hope you're glad to be here. Is everyone okay being here? You can leave. There's the door, but please don't.
We want to say hello to anyone who's listening, anyone who supports the show, spreads the good word. Of course, we're nothing, less than nothing, without our government. The mayors, in random height order, Ashley Mattson.
Hello.
James Harrington.
Hello.
Dara Rosenzweig.
Hello.
Kat Joselle.
Hello.
And our governor, who is whatever height she wants to be.
Avian Noble.
So if you want early access, ad-free, no chit-chat, you don't have time for that. Bonus episodes, go to patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Now let's get back to the Sunshine State of Florida and the vanishing of Tammy Lynn Liepert. She then started only eating from other people's plates to make sure her food wasn't poisoned. And she sometimes asked Wink to taste her food to make sure it was safe. But Tammy also had her good days. Her family remembers times when she was almost herself again, and they held on to that hope that she would come around and deal with whatever was going on. But one day, Tammy just snapped. Wing was on the couch reading a book, and she accused him of looking at her. When he said he wasn't, and asked her what was going on, she blew up, yelling at him and running out of the house. She made it only a few steps onto the porch before it all got too much, and she turned around and tried to get back in, but the wind had blown the door shut and she was locked out. She started screaming, banging on the door, and yelling at everyone inside to let her back in. But then she grabbed a baseball bat and started smashing the windows. Wing opened the door for her and tried to calm her down, but then she pounced on him, pinning him down on the floor and screaming at him. She accused him of looking at her outside of the house. But at that point, Linda had made it out of there and tried to get Tammy off Wing. She kept telling Tammy how much she loved her and saying things like, quote, "It's your mother. It's me. Tammy, I love you," end quote. And eventually, Tammy came around. It was after that that Linda checked Tammy into a mental facility. She was afraid of what would happen next. Tammy stayed at the hospital for 72 hours while doctors ran tests and observed her behavior, but they didn't diagnose her with anything or find any evidence of drug or alcohol abuse, and Tammy was sent home. As soon as she got back, Tammy told Linda that, quote, he was still going to try to kill her, and Linda had to promise to get him back when he did. A friend picked Tammy up the next day, and she would tell him that she had seen something she wasn't supposed to, and they would both go together to church so she could pray. When she was there, Tammy kept uncontrollably crying, and then she told her friend that she loved him, and she may be going away for a while. The next day, she woke up and made plans to go to the beach with another friend. Linda remembers getting incredibly nervous, but instead she tried to be happy that Tammy was out and about and trying to be her normal self. But this is the last time that Linda would see Tammy again. Tammy left her family's home in Rockledge, Florida, at 11 a.m. on July 6, 1983, with her friend Keith Roberts. She said she was going to the beach and would be, quote, back in a little while, end quote. Keith Roberts said when they were driving towards the beach, he and Tammy started arguing. She got more and more upset, and finally she asked him to just drop her off somewhere. He dropped her off in a parking lot around 5 miles away from her home, and that was the last time he saw her. Tammy tried to call her aunt's shop, which was very close to where Tammy was dropped off, left 3 messages, but her aunt was on vacation, and her aunt didn't get the messages until she got back. Tammy then tried to call a friend, who also didn't answer the phone. After that, Tammy just disappeared. The police would question everyone, including Keith Roberts, but eventually the case went cold. Everyone pointed the finger at someone else. Tammy's friends said that Tammy was having problems at home. She and Linda had been arguing over her career, and Tammy told them she was going to get out of there as soon as she turned 18, and she probably just had enough and went out on her own. But Linda said that everything was fine between them. She admitted they had some disputes over Tammy's career, but nothing that would have warranted her running away, and she pointed the finger back at Tammy's friends, especially at Keith Roberts. She said that Tammy had told her that Keith wanted to kill her, and Linda suspected that Keith was the man that Tammy had been warning her about, but the police didn't consider Keith a suspect. They looked into several possible suspects, including a few serial killers that were active in and around the area at the time. One of the people investigators looked into was Christopher Wilder, a man connected to at least a dozen disappearances, but Tammy's case still remains open to this day. Some people believe that Tammy had a mental breakdown and suffered from paranoia. Her family believes she was telling the truth, and something happened to her because she witnessed something that she shouldn't have. Linda would die in 1995 without ever finding out what happened to her daughter, and both Wing and Tammy's sister, Suzanne, are still fighting for her case to be solved and hoping for someone to come forward with the truth.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.